The official announcement came down this week of just what we're going to do about replacing the greatness of Shoopy here on the presentation. And what we're going to do about it is what we were all hoping would be done about it. We're going to keep things the way they have been. It has been made official that Jake Z is our new guy, and TC will be taking over his duties on the top 10. So, a move up the radio rung for the both of them.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're all very happy with the way things turned out, especially here on this show with young Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
he's been a rising star in our view for some time.
In our quest to get to know Jake, we already know all about the kid, but the masses...
But do we?
Yeah, maybe we don't. I'm really not sure. And I know the masses don't know exactly the path that you took, because it's a strange one, at the very least. We are responsible. Danny is probably more responsible than anyone for blazing a trail for Jake.
Definitely.
Because back in, what was it, the fall or spring of...
01?
No, it was 03. It was like November of 03.
You just sent him an email?
Yeah, just a random, you guys ever have any use for an intern?
And we normally didn't.
We had one right before
Still
him.
Still don't.
Well, it was
so hold him.
The fake Bruce Valanche.
Yes, remember him.
Yeah.
Carter, Colin Carter.
Right.
And he moved up to Seattle. He's back in Denton now, I believe. Just timing wise, I don't know what we were doing. We were
trying to archive a bunch of stuff.
We were archiving bits and stuff. It was mainly the stuff that you would do, the Michael Irvin show, Switzer, things like that that we would have that, you know, when you were doing more active Yuck Monkey kind of stuff, we were saving a lot of that
crap. Archiving?
Well, from there, we went into Who's Smarter, a Third Grader or a Stripper, which was the first bit that I was really. Do you guys remember that at all?
Yes.
I would call these strippers at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon and then call.
How would you find a stripper?
Dude, put out the call, and there'll be 100 emails from P1s in your inbox giving you phone numbers. I think it was harder for us to find
third graders.
Yes, yeah. It was. I remember this.
Yeah, because we would have to like call a school or get a parent's permission and all that to talk to them and ask them questions.
All right, if you're a stripper, let me hear from you.
Oh, God.
New game show. What are you doing? Going.
What are you doing?
Yeah, if you're a stripper, let me hear from you. So, yeah, I remember you doing that. Mm-hmm. Were you involved in anything like when we did like fun with old people or any of that stuff?
I don't know. I would go bother people at Maple. I'd go wrangle up chicks to ask them stupid questions. Just the stupidest interny type stuff.
Well, it needed to be done.
Absolutely. And I was more than willing to do it.
And when Jake was a younger man, we'd bring him on to get the pulse of the youth of America.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I for real was a tween.
Yes.
You missed your window.
You'll always be a tween. So, you went from there, and you were still in high school.
I just graduated high school.
You just did. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when did college start for you?
I started my freshman year at UTA, like right then. Like, the 2 years I interned for you guys, I was going to UTA for
okay.
2 years.
Okay.
And then after there, I transferred to Texas State in San Marcos, and I graduated from there, and then when I got back... At the start of 2008, I started looking for the overnight gig, and I also started grad school at the same time. So
you had a 2-year window where you weren't here at all.
Right. I would come back in, you know, just when I was home from school or whatever. But
right.
And come up and sit in and hang out.
And watch the old guard fall apart a little bit more. Every 4 months I would come home.
Man, what's happening to this show?
It's awesome.
And we'd go out for drinks and have a good time
sure,
and do whatever.
Absolutely.
And we always kept in touch with Jake because, you know, we liked him socially as well as on the work side of things. So you landed, your first big break here was what, besides the internship?
I think February of 09 I started overnight weekending. TC and I actually got hired on the same day.
What was TC hired as? Whatever?
He was doing the same thing, but... Typically, I would get Friday, and then he would get Saturday, or one of us would get Sunday night. They would always just split it up. But yeah, we got hired on the same day, so we're like forever inextricably linked for better or worse.
You got a house together, though, too.
Yeah, you get a house together.
I definitely haven't
Not to mention it's just banter.
Exactly. If I was trying to run from this, I've made the wrong moves.
But. Yeah.
Here I am.
Okay, so you do the overnight gig, which, mm-hmm. by the way, is a trailblazing job in itself. It's what I did for a year,
it
I believe.
It sprung dozens of fruitful careers. Right,
it's,
Mike?
It sprung two.
Well, relatively
seriously,
speaking.
That is a tough gig. And a lot of times people just bail on it. They don't stick it out, so to speak, as you will. There's no stick-to-itiveness when it comes to the overnight board op position. You just, it sucks. It's awful. And if you do it for more than 9 months, you're going to go crazy.
Unless you're one of those rare, rare birds that's really wired that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like Joel Genesta was.
I mean, that's all he wanted to do. But if you're trying to climb the company ladder, that's a terrible way to start.
Right.
It's tough.
But if you just want to duck in, work up here, and stay out of harm's way, and you can hack the hours, then that's for you.
And so how long did you do that?
About a year. Actually, you know what really helped me was the Stars thing. Whenever that came open, I guess I seemed like the best fit for the weekend Stars thing. A little bit more responsibility, and they let me do it. The people from the Stars liked me, so they reported back to Kat, and that was probably the first, like...
Running the Stars
games?
That
was probably the first point where I started to separate myself from the man I was hired on the same day as. Because Kat started to, I think, be like, okay, he can handle that, so...
Yeah, it seems like TC's just one step behind you all the time.
Have you seen his work ethic?
Yes, I know. He's slow. He's brilliant in his own way.
I don't know if it's so much his work ethic, it's more the way he goes about it. It's more his...
And his pace.
Yeah, it's more his...
Can you imagine TC... Like, I can imagine Jake... I can imagine Jake right now putting on a suit, putting on a tie, going into some business meeting, and being able to handle himself.
Yes.
Very well.
Mm-hmm.
Lie his way around whatever questions were being asked.
Yeah.
TC, put that kid, that noodle, in a suit and a tie.
It's hilarious, too, because sometimes he'll share with me his fantasies of going to go work for, like, Deloitte or, like, accounting firms. Like, he just thinks he'd be really good at that. And I'm like, dude, it'd be so much... social lying that you just aren't capable of doing.
That's the thing. He's socially awkward. And so to put him in a situation like that, he would fail miserably. As most of us would.
Yeah.
You know? But he's always going to be a little bit behind you, I think, until like the very end of time. Just...
Yeah. Until we all die and they take this time slot over.
Don't count him out.
I'm not counting TC out at all. Don't you worry one bit.
But so yeah, I did Stars and then I did week, you know, Ticket Sports Saturday, all the normal... part-time stuff, and then I got one ticket ticker shift, which I kind of thought it was odd. They just randomly came to me like, we want you to do a ticker shift, and it was actually during an orphanage show, and then Chris House quit the Monday after I did that, and I was like, okay, that's why they wanted me to do this.
So they wanted you to get a little OT.
Right. But I had no O-J-T. On-air experience. Like, I didn't go to school for broadcasting at all. I just taught myself how to write tickers from listening to everyone else's.
Yeah.
That was it.
They wanted to see if you could do tickers. Somehow, in their view, the ticker is one of the few things they can actually control.
Well, what you guys do is just what goes on in between tickers.
Yeah,
it is. We do those all
right,
day.
Right, it is. I mean, didn't we do research once where mm-hmm. we found that the main reason people listen to this station is for the ticket ticker?
Yeah.
For the on-time ticket.
Yeah, were we told that?
The other station promotes it so much that essentially... They say, don't wait, you know, three times an hour to listen for sports because we're doing tickers for the entire 60 minutes. Yeah, that's why you're pulling in a 1-9. So good luck with all that.
Yeah. So now Jake does that, does the top 10 for an extended period of time. How long did you do it?
Almost 2 years.
Wow.
21 months. Finished up grad school during that time. And,
grad school.
Yeah.
He's got in your master's in like political science?
No, it's actually in journalism, but I did the focus on, this is so not hardline fodder, but on how media affects people's political choices. And then the other half, I did it all on like management stuff. I wrote my thesis on the failure of the American newspaper to grab hold of the internet in the 90s. Real riveting drive time sports talk radio type topics.
I'm fascinated by that stuff.
I feel like I just took an Ambien.
Right?
No, I lost you. It's school.
You didn't lose me.
So I did that while I was
doing
the top
10. You want to talk about math while we're at it?
Math.
Is he the only guy up here with a graduate degree?
I think maybe...
Norm?
Does Norm have one?
I think so.
Yeah, that sounds right. I think Norm may have one.
But isn't his in theology or something?
I don't know. I just remember hearing that he had a postgraduate degree, but that's nice company. I'll take it.
So now you don't live with TC anymore.
I did 2 full years of that. I did that. I was able to do that longer than I was able to put up with 2 in the top 10. Surprisingly enough.
You don't live with TC. You now live with your girlfriend.
I do.
And how long have you been dating this chick?
Almost 2 years, I guess. Right around the same time I got the top 10 job.
And you guys went to high school together, right? Or something weird
like
that?
Yeah, but I didn't know her. And I'm 3 years older than she is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. I didn't know her in high school at all. Yeah. Actually met her at a pepper theft show.
At a high school football game?
At the Barley House many years later.
A pepper theft show?
Yes, whatever. Boy, those concerts just breed romance, don't they?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Especially
actually.
When they're all up there with their shirts off and everything.
A pepper theft show.
You think our kids will love hearing, hey, we're at Groobs' show.
Uncle Shoopy's rock concert.
Well, I always told you, Jake, to stick around, that good things would happen to you one way or the other. You can't quantify it. Like when you meet somebody and you know that they're right for a certain industry and you don't really know how to tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that probably 1,000 times, that look, something good will come out of this eventually. Somewhere, some way, somehow. Because you had that quality about you, that indefinable thing that kind of...
That screams radio.
I don't know what it is. I always thought that, though, about Jake, didn't you?
That was the first thing.
I mean, that's why we liked him immediately, which was really rare.
Yes.
You know, right when he came in, we're like, oh, this kid's got something.
Look, that's what half of it's about. And I hear this from people that are out on the road and they'll hire, like playing music, and they'll hire a musician. They say he may not be like at the top of his game, but he's a dude that we can hang out with. Because you're going to spend a lot of time together with each other, more so than anybody else. So you better like each other. And that was the first thing. And the second thing, Jake's got a great voice and he's really smart.
And he works hard.
He works hard. He knows how to communicate.
All right, well, let's see how into this you are. These are your 5 questions.
What?
To determine your commitment. Mm-hmm. You're really not officially hired yet. But if you answer
this is the final part of the interview process.
If you answer these questions correctly, then yes, you can be a part of this team. Otherwise, we'll just pull TC in there.
As long as you don't need any sort of urine sample, I think I should be all right here.
No, you're grandfathered in on that.
All right.
Question 1. If Mike was drowning, and the only way to save him is to gnaw off Dan Bennett's wife's leg so Mike can use it as a life preserver, would you do that?
Yeah, I would definitely do that. I don't know the size of Dan Bennett's wife, but he makes a lot of money, so I imagine he's doing all right. So
she's a very petite woman.
Yeah. I'm in.
The gnawing wouldn't
take
that
long. Yeah, a couple of bites, you'd be
fine. Yeah, it'd be like a Tootsie Pop.
I'm in.
Except she's that white.
Jeez.
Isn't she? Oh, Dan Bennett's wife's black?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Didn't know.
To rescue Danny from cirrhosis of the liver. So Danny comes to
Well, that's
to you,
impossible.
And he
Is
says...
Is this question 2?
Yeah, question 2. By the way, you were correct on question 1.
Great.
Well done. Danny comes to you. He tells you that, unfortunately, cirrhosis has set in and he is set to die. But there is a way to save him. To rescue him from cirrhosis, you have to bake a mess of pot cookies and deliver them to Dan Bennett's wife's bridge party, dressed as Deadmau5, the DJ.
I already have the Deadmau5 head, and I still have so many baking materials ready. That's easier. That's
really
easier than gnawing off the leg.
Okay.
Plus, I'm doing them a favor. That's free product.
You may be opening up their eyes to certain things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Be the best bridge party they ever had.
In order for me to shake a minor episode of crabs,
any other kind?
That's Danny. You have to sit next to Dan Bennett's wife in Sunday school.
Uh-oh.
Pull your junk out and draw a Hitler mustache on your wiener.
This is the hardest one.
It's just crabs, Jake.
Yeah. That would be my initial thing. Little, like, you can get over that, buddy.
It seems a little drastic.
I'll hang out with you or something. We can talk
say
this
no.
out.
Say no.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go no on this one.
Okay.
Because also because I'm not going to Sunday school.
It was a tough
if
test.
If you asked me to go to a Chili's and whip it out and draw Hitler's stash on there, we may be...
That was a tough question, but you answered it wisely.
Awesome.
Good call on Sunday school, too.
Yeah.
Mike has rheumatoid arthritis, and he's sore everywhere, always, as he is right now. To keep him out of a rascal...
Whoa, I don't want that?
I thought that's what this the whole thing was ending up at.
To keep Mike out of a rascal, you have to dress up like the Indian and the village people and successfully dance to In the Navy at Dan Bennett's wife's Tupperware gathering.
Oh, that's a definite end, too. They'll be laughing so hard, also, because they'll have just consumed those brownies.
No, 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 this is separate.
This is Tupperware, not bridge.
Yeah. Damn. I'm still in.
Ty hasn't been laid since 1993, we're assuming.
Not true.
No.
You want to give us a year?
Play by play?
Time.
Huh?
How about a time on the clock?
How about a year?
2012.
Excellent. Excellent. You want to give us a month?
April.
Day?
What was Saturday?
Nice.
Well, for the sake of the hypothetical.
Look who's raw-dogging it over there.
Damn straight.
Oh. Ty hasn't been laid since Saturday of 2012. To ensure that he gets laid again, would you dress up as Dan Bennett's wife and try to seduce Ty? And right before he violates you, you put an Acme stick of dynamite in his butt and blow his butt off.
What? Yeah, if you'll supply the dynamite, I'll do that.
Is that easy enough?
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay.
Just don't ask me to go to Sunday school or church or anything like that, and you can get me to do just about
that's
anything.
That's the worst thing about the whole old deal is going to church.
You're going to make me go to church? You
I'm
suck.
Not, I'm not doing that.
You're so old. All right, well, good. You passed.
Great.
Oh, we get this missive from Expo. We're talking about successful people who did overnights.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I did overnights, too.
Oh, little buddy.
It's all right.
It's all right, Expo.
Yeah, it's all right.
I forgot, Kevin, okay? I forgot you did overnights as well.
All right. Well, welcome, I appreciate
you guys.
Welcome aboard, butthead.
Yep.
Good to have you on board. Very, very pleased about this.
And how about Ty getting laid this weekend?
That's the big story.
What's her name?
Jenny.
She's pleased with...
Now, will Jenny remember this?
Yeah.